Thank you for calling Devoted Health. For English, press 1. Para continuar en español, presione 2. Please stay on the line for any other questions. Welcome to Devoted Health. Please listen carefully to the following options so we can get you to the right person quickly. If you are not a Devoted Health member and are calling for more information about Devoted Health plans, please press 1 to speak to an authorized sales representative. If you are already a Devoted Health member, please press 2 to speak to a member service guide. If you are a provider, for questions about your prescription drug coverage, please press 1. If your plan offers non-emergency transportation and you need help with this benefit, press 2. If your plan offers a food and home card benefit and you need to activate your card, check your balance, or have other questions, press 3. To speak with the next available guide, press 4. Or hang up and text us.
Your call may be recorded for quality and training purposes.
Thank you for calling Devoted. My name is Gabriel. How can I help you today?
Hey, Gabriel. I am Phil Rice. I'm returning your call.
Okay, so you had a missed call from Devoted, Mr. Rice? Hello?
Hello, Gabriel.
I can hear you now.
Okay. My name is Phil Rice. I'm returning your call.
I'm sorry. So I can pull up your profile. May you please have your member ID number?
D like dog, 5SYZR.
Mr. Rice, what's your name, how it appears on your member ID card?
It's Philip Rice.
Thank you. Okay. And then what is your phone number on file?
I don't know. You want me to return the call or not?
So, Mr. Rice, so I can pull up your information. That's why I'm verifying this information so I can see who tried calling you, sir. That's all I'm trying to do.
Okay.
So we can verify the phone number or your date of birth, sir.
Date of birth is 4/25/53.
Thank you. All right, let me take a look here. So it looks like Sid tried reaching out to you. It states on here, if member calls back in, please let him know that he needs to submit a proof of payment for the amount of $52.50. Looks like you submitted for reimbursement.
All right, so that was Sid.
Sid, S-I-D, correct. Yes, sir.
All right.
Did you have any other questions? Yeah. Said $52.50 was for the reimbursement.
All right. So hold on just a minute. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to do two things at once here. But I'm going to get right there in just a second. All right. Good afternoon. This is Ms. Blank. This message is for Philip. This is Devoted Health calling. You could please give us a call back at your earliest convenience. Greatly appreciated. We have some things to follow up with you on about your call. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, so would have been nice if they could have given me that information. In the message. So I've got a pen out. Sid is still on SRE. Are you there?
Yeah, sir. The phone's kind of breaking in and out, Mr. Rice. Can you repeat that again, though, sir?
All right. So I'm trying to make notes for myself here. The call came in from Sid, S-I-D. Is that right?
Correct. He called around 2:28 p.m. That would have been...
It looks like about 1:30. That's all right.
Correct. And your time, yes, sir. Yeah.
And the dollar amount was, what did you say, $52.50?
Yes. He says, if the member calls back in, please let the member know he needs to submit proof of payment for the amount of $52.50 for the reimbursement.
Reimbursement. And is that all it says? It doesn't give you any clue or indication as to what the $52.50 was for, whether it was for a dental bill or anything like that. It just says $52.50. Is that all?
That's all. I guess because you submitted a letter to Devoted or wrote a letter off to Devoted back on March 13th. Actually, March 4th, for a reimbursement for a Reflect doctor on February 6th, and you paid $112.50 with your credit card on February 8th, and you submitted submitted the invoice for reimbursement. So it says here the doctor's office thought it over and decided they wanted to bill me an additional $52.50. I wrote them a check and paid the bill by mail. So again, they're needing proof of payment, which for the $52.50 we're talking about here.
Okay. So, can I speak to someone in that department that would have access to the entire transaction? Because there's more to it than just the $52.50. So it might have been helpful if I could have spoke to Sid when Sid called. I'm assuming it was a he. But if I can get to someone in the department, that would be great.
So Sid is a member service guy like myself, Mr. Rice. So he's with our outbound team. So he got that information from our claims department to notify you to provide proof of payment for the $52.50. Unfortunately, with the claims department, there's not an actual department we can transfer you to exactly. We reach out to them by submitting cases over to them. They review it and then respond back to us. In this case here, you went ahead and sent us a letter back dated on March 4th that you went ahead and saw your doctor's office. You mentioned that I called Devoted on March 4th to check on my reimbursement. I was told by Devoted we could not find no record of ever receiving my reimbursement form, as if had been lost in the mail. So I am now submitting another reimbursement form, this time with both the $112.50 and the $52.50 for the total of $165 even. So again, you did submit the reimbursement form to Devoted with a copy of the $112.50 from Reflect Health. But again, you didn't submit for the $52.50 payment that you paid. So all they're needing is a proof. If you have like a receipt or even a bank statement that shows that you paid for the $52.50.
All right. So you've got my receipt from the doctor's office for the first part, is that right?
Yes. Within the information you provided to us, we did get the receipt for the Reflect Health for $112.50, correct?
And you're accepting that, is that right?
They're correct. Now, because you're telling Devoted that you paid $52.50 as well, though, correct?
You're answering my questions with questions. So let's get back to my question. We started out with a payment of, I forget what it was. I don't have the information in front of me. $112, I think it was, which I paid with a credit card when I got to the doctor's office. And I didn't get much in the way of a receipt, but a receipt from the doctor's office. I sent that to Devoted. And 3 weeks or 6 weeks later, whatever it was, I called Devoted and asked about it. And the response I got was they had no record of it, and as far as they had no record at all. So I had to start all over again. So I submitted it a second time. But when I submitted it the second time, I went ahead and included the check that I wrote to the doctor's office, because in the meantime, the doctor's office had sent me a statement that said, well, now that we've had a chance to think it over, we've decided that we want to bill you another $52. And so I had paid the $52 to the doctor's office. Apparently, I wrote them a check. And so what I'm just trying to get this nailed down here is that we're okay with the $112, but you're wanting proof of payment for the $52.50. Is that right?
Correct.
So what you're telling me is you want a copy of my bank statement?
If that's what you have, then yes, sir. If they give you, like, if you paid the $52.50, they give you a receipt, you can provide that as well.
See, I do business, my banking, I write checks with my credit union. They don't send me copies of canceled checks. It's not going to be convenient for me to go to my, hold on here. It turns out today was the day that I got my bank statement, I think. See if it's here. Are you looking at it? Do you show the date on that check?
We didn't get any check from you, sir. Well, we only got the receipt that you paid the $112.50.
$52.50. If I wrote a letter, it probably would have been on the letter.
No, sir. There's nothing indicating a check was put in the letter. All we got was the letter you printed or you wrote off to us, the reimbursement form, 2 pages worth of that, and then the Reflect Health receipt, which shows the proof of payment because it shows your card number that you used for it.
Here it is. Check date 37, check number 2447, check amount 5250.
Okay. So if you have that, that you paid it, that's great. You just have to submit it over to Devoted so we're aware that you paid it 5250.
So I'm looking at it right now. However, I want you to understand that I'm a little bit put off by the fact that I'm not too keen on the idea of making a copy of my bank statement and sending it to you. There's a lot of information on here that you don't need.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. I understand, Philip.
So, is there some way that I can maybe if I ask the doctor's office to
send you a copy of the receipt, that'll work?
Well, I don't think they ever did send me a copy of the receipt. Didn't I send you a copy of the invoice?
Again, Mr. Rice, you only send us a copy of what you paid, which is the $167.50. That's all we got.
So,
I'm sorry, $112. I apologize, $112.50. I'm sorry, $112.50.
That's all right. I'm going to be visiting the doctor's office here at the end of this month. I've got my next appointment with them. And if I just show up there and say, look, my insurance company is being a pain in the ass about this $52. Will you just write me a receipt while I'm here? I'm sure that they'll be willing to do that. And then take that with me and then send it to you. Is that likely to satisfy your needs? Yes? No?
Correct, Mr. Rice. Because, again, you've only provided proof for the 112, which we do see here. But we don't know if you actually paid for $5,250 without providing proof. So, yes, if you have a copy of the receipt, if you can get it from your provider's office, send it over to Devoted, a copy of it, then, yes, that should be good enough.
That will work. All right. Now, are you willing to pay the $112 in the meantime?
So that should be already processed at this point. So, again, that's still pending. So that's under review still by our claims department. So this is a different thing here for the $5,250, yeah.
So what I heard from you was what I'm going to, and I'm not trying to insult you, but it sounded to me like what I just put under the heading of BS, I don't know, as far as the $112 is concerned. Let me ask the question again. Are you willing to pay that in the meantime? Yes or no?
Yes, Mr. Wright, I've already mentioned that, sir. I've already mentioned that. I mentioned to you that it's under review right now. So that amount is, you have already provided proof. So there wouldn't be a reason why we would deny it.
So does that mean that there's a check already on its way, or are you going to hold it up pending the results of the $5,250? Do you wait until you can write one check to clear them both at the same time? Or can I expect to get a check sometime soon? And I think what I'm hearing you say is you don't know, but you don't want to admit that you don't know. And so you're just going to say what you do know, which is maybe you'll get a check and maybe you won't, and I'm just going to have to wait and see what happens. That's what I'm hearing you say.
No, I did not say that, Mr. Rice. So, again, I will repeat myself. It's under review. That is reviewed by our claims department. Once we have proof of payment, it will go through the process. Our claims have to review that within 30 days. Once we receive the claim, 30 days from there, it has to be processed. So again, that's where we're at right now.
All right. I'm talking about the $112.
So, and that's what I am talking about as well, sir. That's what I'm talking about as well.
But a little better this time. I think what you said is that your rules require that you pay it within 30 days of the date you received the claim. And again, that's
correct.
For the $112. So can you tell me the date you received the claim?
That was received... let's take a look here. It says 313, received on 313.
All right. And so, again, according to your rules, paid within 30 days of that date, 313, correct?
Correct.
And how do they get paid? Do you write a check and send it to me in the mail?
Correct.
All right. That's all I needed to know. I'm brand new at this, and so I'm just trying to figure out how this works. That's all. Once I understand what the rules are, I think I'll be fine. And as far as the $5,250 is concerned, you show that you received that claim on what date?
The same date.
So you received them both on, and what was that date again? The 13th?
3/13/24, March 13th.
All right, but as far as the 13th, so, and what's the date today?
Today is 4/12. Let me read this to you, Mr. Rice.
Wait a minute now. Received on the 13th, today's the 12th. How many days have gone by? Is it 29 days, 30 days? How many days?
It would be about there. So I'm going to read this to you, Mr. Rice. Give me one moment. Reimbursement processing times. Okay, here it is. The voter has up to 60 days to process requests for reimbursements. Now, 95% of DMRs or member reimbursements are processed within 30 days of receipt. If no additional information is required for processing, if a DMR has not exceeded the 30 allowed days for TAT or time frame for processing, instead of please advise a member. Okay, please advise a member that the reimbursement request is being reviewed to be processed within 30 days of receipt date. From what I'm looking at, that's what it says the time frame is. Now, if there's any additional information at that point, like it mentions here, 60 days process request, but most of the time they are processed within the 30 days if there's no other additional information needed. Now, go ahead.
Listen, I'm fine. It's just that I get it. So for the 5250, it took 30 days to ask the question or to notify me that there's a problem with the you need proof of payment, and you're going to be a pain in the ass about what you're willing to accept as proof of payment. Okay, but as far as the $112 is concerned, that's apparently not an issue. You've had 30 days. And so I think what we've decided is that there ought to be a check in the mail effectively right now. I mean, whoever it was that called me today, Sid, should have reviewed this thing and should have said, well, if I could have maybe faxed him or something, the proof of payment for the 5250, we could have written one check and taken care of the whole thing in one fell swoop. But failing that, then if they're going to meet the 30-day time limit, then they're going to have to write the one check for the $112 and the 5250. Then I'm going to have to decide what I want to do about sending you proof of payment. And go from there on the $52 and away we go. Now, I do have one more question while I've got you on the phone. And so whatever it was you were looking at, I hope you didn't put it away, because my question is, what specifically is eligible for reimbursement and what is not? How do they decide what's eligible and what's not? I've got a bill that I suspect is going to get rejected. But I think maybe the easiest way to find out is going to be just to submit it and ask for reimbursement and see what happens. But you tell me.
You're pretty much spot on, Mr. Rice. Now, I mean, again, I'm not the claims department, so I can't really let you know what's approved, what's not. But what I can tell you is that you can definitely submit, if you did go to a provider's office, pharmacy as well, you can submit for reimbursement, and then they'll pretty much come back to you with a resolution. If something is rejected, they will mail out a letter to you in the mail as well. As far as the specifics, as far as why something is being rejected. The other things you're able to submit for reimbursement as well is for the Wellness Bucks program. So that would be another thing as well.
Yeah, all right. All right. Listen, thanks for your help. I hope you didn't take any of my comments the wrong way. I was not trying to be argumentative or insult you in any way. Some of this... I guess is I'm just not as well organized as I would like to be, and so some of this just kind of catches me in a bad mood. But I just don't like the idea of sending me a copy of my entire checking account just to get one $52 item approved. I guess I can see why you don't necessarily want to just take my word for it, but we got to figure out a way to get
Okay. Yeah, and what you can do, Mr. Rice, is you can print it out, but you can like mark off the information like your bank account. I personally, if I were your position, I wouldn't want my information to be mailed out either like that. So I definitely would mark it out and go from there. But yeah, they just need some type of proof.
I'll work something out.
Yes, sir.
And I'm just glad that you made me aware of the issue. So thank you. All right, bye now.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you for calling the Devotee. Have a good day, sir. Bye-bye.